Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 14, Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga, the yoga of three gunas. We had just completed the Kshetra Kshetragna Vibhaga, the differentiation between the field and its knower. We have seen that this world of ours is made up of two things. One is the field and its knower. In my case, I, the knower of my world. And then we have also seen at the macro level, it's a Purusha and a Prakriti, two entities which makes this manifest world apparent to me. Prakriti, the nature, the manifest world, and Purusha, the unmanifest, which is making this Prakriti animated. So this understanding of Purusha and Prakriti is now we can use it to our understanding, as Bhagavan says. We can only understand it if we know the nature of this Prakriti. The Prakriti, even in our vernacular language, for anybody's inherent qualities and nature, that's his Prakriti. You know, also in Gujarati, there's a saying, I'm sure it's in other languages, prana ne prakriti sathe jai, that this breath and my qualities, they go together, and they remain embedded in me. So knowing this Prakriti can certainly will be a big help in my spiritual quest of knowing myself. So this chapter talks about Gunatraya, the three gunas of the Prakriti. Prakriti, that is me as this body, mind and intellect, this world as I see, and it's all pervading just as the nature of the Brahman is. And as we have said, both the Purusha and Prakriti are beginningless because both are the nature of Brahman, which is beginningless. Something which is beginningless in whatever format it is presented remains beginningless. Therefore, Prakriti is beginningless, Purusha is beginningless. In my quest of understanding myself, myself is beginningless. Where did I create this misunderstanding that I'm limited? And I'm going through these ups and downs in my life. I'm going through these sorrows and happiness, the spurts of little happiness, and then long period of pursuit of happiness. Bhagavan said that understanding this nature of this Prakriti will be helpful. Bhagavan said, I am the Mahat Yoni, Brahman. I, the Brahman, in the form of a Prakriti, is the womb of all the beings. No being or thing can come into existence unless the Purusha and Prakriti come together. So see, anywhere you see a thing or being coming into existence, consider that as the union of the Purusha and Prakriti. That unmanifest and manifest coming together creates a new creation. The sarva yoni sukanteya murte sambhavatiyaha tasam brahma mahat yoni aham bijaprada pitaha. Wherever there is a birth taking place, consider that it is coming from my womb, the universal womb. And then he says, I am the seed giver father. Prakriti is the womb and Purusha is the father. Therefore, in our all vernacular languages, Mother Nature, Mother Earth, right? And Bhagavan is Pita. Bhagavan is my father, Prakriti is my mother. Comes directly from this verse from Bhagavad Gita. So this nature, the mother nature, when it comes to me, creates this body, mind, and intellect. When I was born, what I was born with is this body, which continues to grow and decay. Born with this mind and intellect, which obviously at the rudimentary level, when I was born with the intellect and grew into who I think I am today. What is the nature of this prakriti, if I know, will help me to understand who I am. So the next three verses tells us the nature of the prakriti and say, swattam rajah tamah iti gunaha prakriti sambhavaha. The three gunas which we see in this world, in almost everything that we can observe, are sattva, rajas, and tamas. They are born out of prakriti. Prakriti, this manifest world, becomes manifest because of these gunas. You take these three gunas away, and there is no world, manifest world remains. So what is the first word? Sattvam, of a purity, awareness, knowledge, luminosity. A thing comes into existence when for me? When I become aware of it. We went to a cruise about 2 years ago. And we realized at the last minute that we need some cash on the cruise. So I went to the ATM because it was Sunday. Well, my card just won't work. So I finally called my client in Baltimore. Mike, can you have $300 in cash for me? I'll give you a check when I come there. So anyway, he has a crisp $100 three notes ready for me in envelopes and nail butt. I went there, I collected it, gave a check to him, and went to a cruise. We never used that money, so it was sealed in that envelope since we came, and we forgot all about it. Those $300 never existed for us for all this time because we all forgot about it. 2 days ago, Meena, going through all the bags, found that envelope with a Neil Butt written on it, opened it, there were $300 in it. We are suddenly $300 richer. You know why? They did not exist for us. Now we are aware. So now Meena said, well, I gave you that $200. I said, what did you do with it? Well, I said, well, I have it. I'll give it back to you if you want. That money came into existence when I became aware of it. Meena became aware of it. Till that time, it did not exist. Sattvam. Unless you are aware of this world, the world does not come into existence for you. So is for her, for him, and everybody else. We all become unaware of this world. Where is the world? So, sattvam is the first quality of prakriti. In this nature, we are aware of each other and therefore we exist for each other. Next is rajas and third is tamas. We heard it many, many, many times before. But you see, they are prakriti sambhavaha. These gunas are born out of prakriti. My prakriti is I become aware of my world. That world creates this experience of this world, create passion and desires in me. Passion creates desire, desire creates actions, actions create reactions, and my world continues with cause and effect. Somebody comes and says, you should be investing money right now because the market is down. Then suddenly my desire to make money, also, Neil, you need to do something. And I start doing things. That creates another chain reaction when market drops. So, rajas is the activity which is the nature of cause and effect. My interaction in this prakriti, because of my passion, creates activity. This activity creates the experience of joys and sorrows. Things work out, I pat my back and say, well, I'm so smart. When everybody was thinking this, I was doing this. Then when things go bad, I say, well, people really cheated me. They should have told me. And tamaha, inertia. If we don't have inertia, we don't even exist. You know, to exist something in time and space, it has to have inertia. It has to remain in that condition in time and space for other to experience it. This table is real. This chair is real. I am real because I have inertia. I remain in that state in time and space for others to experience it. So the inertia is the essential part of Prakriti. Tamas is the very essential quality of Prakriti, justice, sattva, and rajas. If you take one of the three out, Prakriti does not exist. Sattva cannot exist if there is no rajas and tamas. There is nothing to be aware of. Rajas cannot exist if there is no inertia. But because there is inertia, tamas, all three continue to work with each other. So this tamas is the nature of inertia, which at my level I relate to as my sleep, deep sleep, when I really don't want to do anything. Somebody says, oh, let's go and have a party. Forget about it. I'm not in a mood today. That's inertia. I'm overwhelmed by the tamas. If I'm very sleepy and you tell me, I don't want to do that, well, forget about it. Right now, all I want to do is sleep. That means I am overwhelmed by tamas, and all I want to do is go back to my basic nature with iti gunaha prakriti sambhavaha. They are part of the prakriti. They are nature of the prakriti. They are embedded into the prakriti. Swamiji says, but they are not like a qualities of a material where you can say, if I test in the lab, I will find this sattva, rajas and tamas. They are actually the moods of my mind when I interact with this prakriti. So sometimes my mind is overwhelmed by sattva, things starts getting clearer to me. There was, well, I tried very hard yesterday, couldn't figure out this. This morning, it suddenly came to me. Aha moment, eureka moment, you know, because the predominant sattva. Rajas, now I figured out I need to do something. And tamas, this is enough. I need to go to sleep. You know, there's always a time, no matter how a dynamic person is, he has to take rest. Iti guna prakriti sama nibaddanti mahabaho dehe dehinam avyayam. This imperishable self, the Purusha, Brahman, which is imperishable, is now bound by this perishable body, by these three gunas. The Purusha coming in contact with the Prakriti and get attached to this Prakriti gunas, get bound by this Prakriti. So this Dehi in me, my consciousness, which is the nature of all-pervading, imperishable nature. Once it attaches to this body, mind, and intellect, and enjoys the gunas, it gets bound. So now I consider this is me, the body, this is me, the mind, this is me, the intellect, only possible because the consciousness tells me that's what who I am. This imperishable one is now bound in this body by these three gunas. Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakasakam anamayam sukhasangena badnati jnanasangena cha anaga. So now let's see. Now my mind, under the influence of these three gunas, binds me to this body, this mind and this intellect. So what is the nature of it? Now I want to unbound myself so that I can realize my imperishable self. That's the quest we have. So that I will have infinite happiness, unlimited happiness, which I'm seeking. So I have to unbound myself. So I have to see what is binding me and how. So the first is sattva. Tatra sattvam nirmalatvat prakasakam anamayam. So nature of the sattva is prakashakam, luminous. Suddenly becomes things clearer to me. Before I walk into this room at night, it's dark. Nothing is clear what's in the room. Suddenly I switch the light on, everything becomes completely clear because it's luminous now. That's the nature of sattva in my chitta, in my mind. Once sattva prevails, things start getting clearer to me. So it's the nature of luminosity and anamayam, health. Eat some sattvic food, pure ghee. You tell Pandriji this, you know, cholesterol and all the pure. Oh, no, they are all wrong. Use pure ghee. That's good for you. sattva. So purity is of nature of health. When I am completely in tune with myself, I feel healthy. I feel aware, knowledge, everything seems nice, which is the experience of happiness and joy. That's what binds me to this prakriti. When I feel I am in command, I understand things, I am enjoying this knowledge, when I learn something, it binds me to knowledge and the happiness of getting knowledge. Sukha sangena badnate. So it binds me to the happiness. Gnana sangena cha anagaha. Sattva binds me to the knowledge and happiness. It's still a bondage. No matter how golden the chain is, it's still a bondage. Therefore, a lot of other saints have argued about this. Vedanta says this and this. We say, Harina janato muktina mage. Whoever the Gujarati fellows can understand. Mage janama janam avatar cha. He says, the gods, people, they do not want this liberation. They want birth after birth. For what? So that I enjoy your bhakti. Because if I am not there, how can I enjoy your bhakti? Therefore, Harina janata muktina mage, mage janama janam avatar. I want birth after birth, so that I can devote myself to you. So what is it? Bondage to this sattva. This experience of my devotion to my Lord is giving me happiness and ecstasy. I don't want to give it up. Just keep me in this state. Don't take me to the next one. Otherwise I will lose this ecstasy. Sattvam sanjayatato. Sukha sangena badnati. Rajo ragatmakam viddihi trishna sanga samudbhavam. Tanni badnati kaunteya karma sangena dehinam. So he is a man of dynamic personality. He worked 18 hours a day. He said, then what happened? Then he collapsed at the age of 28. Strong attachment to actions. Now we know what is the genesis of actions. Why do you go to work? Well, because I want, because it all comes to my desires. More the desires, more the actions. I was watching that Kaun Banega Crorepati last night. Whoever watched it. The old lady who said, I'm a housewife, I take care of my children, then I have a business where I take care, then I rent buses, that's my another business. Then I have a gym. Then I also rifle shooting and teach people. Then I also do Amitabh Bachchan. Why do you have to do all of this? Desires. Rajo ragatmakam viddehe. The nature of rajas is rag. Trishna sanga samudvam. Rag attachment and trishna desire. Something I experience and I get attached to it. Then it creates desire. Before my granddaughter was born, I had no attachment to her. Once she is there, there is no attachment. The attachment creates what? Desire. Well, I need to do this, and I need to do that for her. Then because of that, now I have to do this. So it creates rajas. Well, now because of that, I have to do that. I go home sharp at 6 o'clock. Never in my entire working career I could do that. Attachment to her creates desire to be with her. I'm there at 6 o'clock. So, tanni badnati kaunteya. It binds you to what? Actions. Man of action. What does really mean? He has more desires and more passions. To satisfy his desire and to exhaust his desire, to continue to work. Somebody can work 2 hours and is happy, and somebody can work 8 hours and still not happy. Somebody can work 12 hours and still. And they will be saying, well, I work very hard. All the biographies we have heard about, at least the actors which we grew up with and celebrities, in the end it comes out they were very unhappy people. Devanand, Kishore Kumar. Anybody's biography read, in the end, who we thought must be at the top of the world turned out to be the most miserable people in this world. Why? They are bound by their passions and desires. world may see them differently, they saw themselves completely differently. Tanni badnadi gaunteya karma sangena dehinam. One who is in this body, considering to be me, is now bound by this rajas to actions. Nahi kaschit kshanam api jati tishtati akarmakrat. Bhagavan said, not even for a second a living being can stay without action. Tamahatu agnanajam viddehi. Rajas is action, sattva is knowledge, tamas is agnanajam. I have no knowledge. Why this thing happened? I don't know. Is the teenagers, you know, at least we thought, or teenagers probably thought differently at that. You ask somebody, why are you doing? I don't know. What are you going to do in life? I don't know. Would you rather? I don't know. So, Bhagavan said that the tamahatu agnanajam vidde. Know that tamas, the nature of tamas is ignorance. What is my nature? What is myself? I don't know. What is Bhagavan? I don't know. That's because we are under the spell of ignorance, tamas. That tamas is veiling your true nature from yourself. Even though it is my nature, I have to read Bhagavad Gita to learn it. I need a guru to tell me. Why would you need someone to tell you who you are? Unless you are a mental case, right? Bhagavan said we are all. Tamahatu agnanajam viddehe. Tamas is the nature of ignorance. Mohanam sarvadehinam. That's what is deluding all the embodied ones about their own imperishable nature. Otherwise we think, it's all baloney, I know everything. But okay, when you're in deep sleep, who are you? A man or a woman? An intelligent man or an intelligent woman or an idiot? I don't know. I have no experience whatsoever. The only experience I have is about, I do not know. Tamatu agnanajamidhi, no knowledge at all, zero knowledge, is complete tamas. Mohanam sarvadehinam, it deludes me. In my deep sleep, I do not know whether I'm a man or a woman. I'm an architect or a barber. I'm an idiot or a very smart person. Makes no difference. Pramada, alasya, nidra bihi, tanni badnati bharata. It binds you to pramad, heedlessness. All these videos I hear on satellite radio and say, you know, critical warning number 6, you know, you will not believe what's going to happen to America. Or we have the 7th predictions. Do I ever do that? I don't really care. Heedlessness. They may be absolutely correct, but I have no need for them. That's my tamas to their warning. Pramada, heedlessness. Even Guru comes and tells you that your true nature is Satchidanand. Guru, it's okay for a guru to say that. He comes to my office and tells me how to do my next payroll. Pramada, you know. Alasya, laziness. So I know I have to do this, but I can't do it. I won't be able to do it. And nidra bihi. That's our normal day-to-day experience. No matter how a dynamic person, at some point of a time, I want to give up everything and go to sleep. That's the power of tamas, Bhagavan said. That binds this dehi to this deha. That binds this imperishable purusha, self, to this limited self.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, Ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhave. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.